All right, we've got another interesting report here about how Texas farmers are beginning to revolt against AI data centers. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer and a Texan and a rural Texan who, by and large, supports farmers, by the way, especially organic farmers. And I predicted this. If you heard my podcast in previous months, you knew this was coming. But now it's actually happening. We have Clayton Tucker, who is running for Ag Commissioner of the state of Texas. Now, I don't know Clayton Tucker. I don't know if he's a Democrat or Republican or whatever. That's not the point. He says, he tweeted this out, quote, "A Texas Farmers Union calls for stopping all data centers that are being built if or until we can ensure they don't take all of our water and cause power inflation, and no more tax breaks for big tech. I stand with the Texas Farmers Union. Will you join us?" he says. And his website is claytontuckertx.com if you want to check out his message there. Now, again, I don't know Clayton Tucker, but he's making a valid and important point here. And we saw this coming. So here's the thing. Remember what I said last year? I said that data centers need three things that humans also need. Do you recall those three things? Well, I'll remind you in case. They are land, water, and electricity. So they need the land for not just the data centers, but for the solar panels to power the data centers, because that's how they're doing it now in lots of places, you know, because you can't get the gas turbines and the power grid's tapped out in many places, not in Texas, but in eastern states it is. So that's land. So right there, you've got fewer farmers. You know, you don't have as much land to grow food because the data centers need all this land. So they buy farms and turn them into a data center. Then secondly, you have kilowatt hours or gigawatt hours power off the power grid. The data centers obviously need a lot of power. And remember, I'm an AI developer. I'm looking around right now. I've got like numerous AI machines running right here, right now, within my visible sight. I run 48 workstations. I have a mini data center for all of our AI engines. So I know how much power they consume. It's a lot. And I'm only running workstation class stuff. It's not even servers, you know? The data centers that have the big servers in them using, are doing inference and video generation, everything, they are so power hungry that the grid build out is accelerating with so much capital need into it that the power companies are raising prices on human consumers, sometimes by as much as 50% in 1 year. That's being widely reported now. So if your power price or your electricity bill just went up, that's why. It's data centers. Now, again, are data centers good in some ways? Well, I mean, yeah, arguably, we need machine cognition. There are benefits, and there's huge demand for AI inference. I totally get that. I mean, I'm a user of AI inference. I use all kinds of AI inference to do data pipeline processing for all of our projects and for all of our numerous, you know, brightlearn.ai, our book creation engine, you can use it for free, or our deep research engine that's at brightanswers.ai or brightnews.ai, etc. It all uses AI inference. So yeah, I need data centers somewhere, but I'm fine to use data centers in, you know, freaking Greenland. Just build them on an ice shelf somewhere instead of taking farmland, you know? Okay, that's two out of three. The third one, of course, is water. And that's what's freaking out Texas farmers right now. Now, again, I live in Texas, and right now we're in a multi-year drought. And the ponds, as they're called, tanks in Texas, in many areas are dry. And it's rough on the livestock. And also the dryness causes a lack of grass. And, you know, then that's even more tough on the livestock, and it causes a lot of farmers to have to sell off their herds. And I don't want to see that either. I like to see free-range cows having some kind of quality of life, you know, where they can run around and eat some fresh grass. at least something decent. But the droughts are pretty bad. Texas is known for radical weather. You can have crazy floods one year, like I think 2017 we had crazy floods. And then you can have total drought for 2 or 3 years and you get nothing but mesquite trees growing everywhere, which I have plenty of those too because they're drought resistant. They have tap roots that go down like 40 feet. It's insane. But that's Texas. The rain comes all at once and then the droughts last years. So in that environment, when data centers come in and say, oh, well, we need like 40 million gallons, you know, per year for this data center. The Texans say, wait a second. Our cows need that water. You know, our tanks need that water. Our communities, our neighborhoods need that water. We don't have spare water to go around here. Why don't you build your data center in Mississippi, where there's a lot more water? Why don't you go build it in, you know, Colorado or somewhere? Why you got to build it in the middle of a drought section of Texas, which is where Austin is, by the way? You know, Austin, you know, hot, hip town, lots of tech, lots of, you know, Apple and Google and all these companies that are mostly evil companies, in my opinion. They don't do anything for the world. And they mostly get tax breaks to move into Texas. So they're not even generating tax revenue for the state. You know, it's a ripoff for Texas, as far as I could tell. And then these data centers start cropping up, buying up everybody's farms, and using up all the water and making our power grid, you know, less redundant, because now the power usage is higher and higher toward the limit of what the grid can produce. Although Texas is still doing a relatively good job with power, I do want to say, that is, ever since 2021, when we almost lost the entire power grid, but things have gotten better since then. But my point is that this guy, Clayton Tucker, he's not wrong. This is a very serious concern among Texas farmers and ranchers. And when it comes down to this issue, even though I have a foot in each of these universes, I side with the farmers on this. Because why can't the data centers go somewhere else where there's higher rainfall? For example, the state of Texas, from the west side to the east side, has extremely different rainfall numbers. On the east side, the rainfall might be, I don't know, like 80 inches a year or something. I'm just guessing. In the center, central Texas, we're in a drought right now. That's where I am, in central Texas. And then on the west side of Texas, it's practically desert. You know, they get like 5 inches of rain or something like that. Well, why don't you move the data centers to the east side of Texas? Because that's where the water is. Why you got to build them in the middle of the drought sections of Texas, where farmers are already on the edge and struggling? And look, I'm not opposed to data centers per se, but they need to not displace humans. You need to run data centers without using up all the water. I mean, why can't you use water recycling? You know, the evaporative coolers, which is what a lot of data centers use, ultimately, it just releases water vapor into the air. You need to recycle that water. You need to have a closed loop system for the most part, where your water usage is minimal. And I know, that takes more energy. Yeah, it does. But water, there's only a limited amount of water and you can't make more of it. You can make more electricity, you know, shovel more coal into the burner, crank up the nuke plant, whatever. You can't make more water. You only have a limited amount of water to deal with. And you've got aquifers like the Ogallala Aquifer, which is more North Texas and Oklahoma and parts of Kansas, etc. That sucker keeps dropping. And farmers are already hitting a limit, and they're having to drill deeper and deeper wells in many areas, and sometimes even that's not enough. And large areas of what was once rich, fertile farmland is being turned into sort of like a modern-day dust bowl. And AI data centers are going to come along and make that far worse, far worse. And you know, the best place to build data centers is in orbit, why don't you launch them into space? There you've got solar panels, you know, you have, there are certain orbits that always have sunlight. So you can have a, I forgot what that's called, it's like a solar-centric orbit or something, a solar-facing orbit. And for, you don't have the atmosphere to deal with, you don't have rain and clouds, you get 24/7 solar energy. You can unfurl your solar panels in space and have your data center right there in your satellite. And what you can do, you can dissipate all the heat by having the heat side. You can just use aluminum dissipators to push your heat radiation as infrared energy into the cooler regions of space, okay, the background, which is almost absolute zero. So you don't have to pay for cooling. Of course, you have to pay for launching the thing and get it into orbit. And of course, Elon Musk is already talking about this, and he's right. We should put data centers in orbit where they don't use water and they don't use our power grid. So I'm all for that. Push data centers into orbit, but stop using them. Stop stealing water resources from farmers in Texas. It's crazy. Now, where is all this going? I'm afraid it's going to a place of conflict. And I have a prediction. Now, I'm not advocating this, just to be clear. I hope it never happens, but it's a prediction. And Gerald Celente talks about this. He says, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. So I can imagine a scenario where there's one or more Texas farmers that are put out of business by new data centers sprouting up nearby, taking their water, making their wells run dry, making their electricity prices go double or triple, causing them to have to sell off their cattle herds because they can't get water, putting the family farms out of business, and then they have to sell their home, it's like they've lost everything. Some number of these people, although again, I would never advocate this, I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen. Some number of these people are going to go John Connor on the data centers. And by John Connor, yeah, I'm referring to the Terminator series. They're gonna firebomb the data centers, or they're gonna attack the power grid that feeds the data centers, or they're gonna go in and, you know, sabotage the infrastructure, or because, you know, data centers don't have a lot of people there. They're kind of sparsely staffed, actually. So, but I imagine they would have, you know, good security, probably for this very reason. But sooner or later, there's going to be some groups of humans that go in there and set those places on fire. Now, I'm not sure what burns in a data center. Is it really not a lot of flammable stuff in there, other than maybe, you know, lithium batteries in the, you know, the UPSs or things like that. But that might be centralized to a whole data center. I mean, servers themselves don't really burn that well, thank goodness, because I've been running them hot myself. There's not a lot of paper and cardboard. It's not like an office environment. It's really a pretty inflammable environment, but I would bet that the saboteurs are going to bring, you know, gasoline cans, jerry cans full of, what do they call it, accelerant material, and they're going to dump that stuff all over the server. You know, they're going to break in, dump this stuff all over the servers, set it on fire, and try to run out of there as fast as they can. This is coming. Mark my words, this is coming. And again, I wish this weren't happening, and I'm not advocating this. Don't do crazy vigilante things, obviously. You know, destruction of property is, you know, that's a felony crime. But what happens when you start to see like 100 people, like a community of people that go in and do that or threaten to? Start protesting outside the data centers. And really, if you think about it, the weak point of this is the power grid. You know, the incoming power lines. And, you know, being a Texan myself, I know that other Texans they're pretty capable. When they need to get something done, they find a way to do it. I've known this by, you know, knowing a lot of farmers and I own tractors myself, and I've become very handy since owning and trying to keep tractors running. There's always something wrong with them. You know, you got to replace and repair things all the time. But I've got a few tractors that still run. Some of them are pretty old too. But Texans are very resourceful when it comes to getting things done, whether that's putting something together or tearing something apart. And believe me, if there's a bunch of Texans that have it in their mind that they want to disrupt the power supply to a data center, if they want to take that risk, they can probably find a way to do it. And I imagine we're going to see that. So we're going to see, and it's not going to be just Texas. Let me just be clear. I think we're going to see this on the eastern grid as well. And, well, really everywhere eventually. You know, there's a strong anti-AI sentiment right now in the country. And this is going to get worse as people lose their jobs to AI. It's not just going to be the white-collar workers either. It's going to be the farmers that are losing their herds because of the water shortages and so on. You're going to see an increasing number of people going full John Connor. And you're going to see sabotage attacks on data centers. Mark my words, it's coming. And some of it's going to be pretty well organized. Now, I would remind all of you listening, please don't attack my data center because I'm doing AI for humanity. Like our book site, all the books at brightlearn.ai, there's over 35,000 books. They're all free. They're all open source. I did it as a gift to humanity so that you could create knowledge for free. You can create your own books at zero cost there. So I'm using AI tools for humanity. But the big tech companies are using AI to build deadly Skynet weapon systems, which Anthropic recently tried to resist that. And then Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War and Death, threatened to put them on a blacklist because they wouldn't allow their Claude code to be used to build autonomous Skynet killer Terminators, essentially. So Microsoft is happy to build killer Terminators. You know, Google's happy. OpenAI, come on, the whole thing's run by the CIA at this point. So most of the big tech AI giants are in the business of being weaponized by the DOD, which will be weapons against the American people. Why do you think they're building $50 billion of concentration camps across 24 states, I think it is, in America right now? Why? Why are they building concentration camps? Huh. I wonder. Your government's going to war against you. And they need AI Terminator drones to hunt people down and kill them. Seriously, that's what this is really, that's where this is headed, okay? Just to be honest about it. So yeah, of course there's going to be resistance to the data centers. And in Texas, rightly so. So again, let me just summarize this. And look, I'm a pro AI person overall. That is decentralized AI, open source AI. And frankly, today that means Chinese models. They're the safest and free. You can run them locally. They're not surveillance systems. They can't spy on you when you run them locally. Did you know that? Whereas ChatGPT is always spying on you. Always. But you can download Chinese models like Qwen and DeepSeek, and there's a bunch of them. And you can install them locally, and then they can't spy on you. Those are the kinds of things that I run for my projects. I run them locally. That's why I have a small data center, you know? But these big tech companies, they're out to build super intelligence and basically to exterminate humanity. Anybody that gets in their way just gets exterminated. So do you think they care about putting some farmers out of business in the meantime? No, they don't care. Do you think they care about taking your water? No, they plan to take your life. Taking your water is just a stepping stone, you know? Just on the way. They're going to take your land. They're going to take your currency. They're going to put you on a CBDC police state wallet system, and eventually they're going to kill you. And you know, Trump just signed an executive order giving federal protection to glyphosate, super saturation of weed killer, cancer causing deadly chemicals related to nerve gas developed by Nazi, like actual Nazi scientists, all these phosphorus based chemical weapons like sarin gas. It's very similar to glyphosate. Trump just gave that federal protection to supersaturate the entire national food supply with deadly cancer-causing chemicals. You think they don't want to kill you? I say they're trying to kill you. Like, they didn't kill enough people with the jab, so now they're going to just saturate the whole food supply. They got to make way for the data centers. They need the water. They need the power. They need the land. And ultimately, when they get the humanoid robots to come out, that's still a few years away, but they want to replace you, your labor, with the humanoid robots. They don't need humans. Understand? They don't need humans. And so, yeah, there's going to be a lot of people that fight for humans. And, you know, I fight for human rights. I fight for human liberty and human empowerment. I'm a pro-human person. I oppose transhumanism. I'm not going to take a Neuralink implant in my brain. I'm not going to merge with the machines. I'm not going to become a Borg. I'm going to use technology to help humanity stay free as long as we can and fight against this system of oppression. And I think I'm in the right place to do that. Texas. We have the spirit of Texas, a spirit of liberty, a spirit of come and take it. Mofos, come and take it. And although, unfortunately, the tech companies are saying, okay, we'll come and take it. We'll take your water. We'll take your land. We'll take your life. We'll take your power grid. They are coming and taking it, but that's not what that means. It means come and take our cannon. Come and take our cannon, because we're going to fight back with our remaining cannon. That's where that phrase comes from, by the way. You can look it up. But Texans had better band together to defend our water, defend our land, defend our future together, or we will be overrun by the data centers and then ultimately the machines. So that's my warning. And I know a lot about this subject. I've been building AI systems for over 2 years now, and I have a background in programming and technology. I used to own a software company, etc. And I've lived in rural Texas for, you know, more than 15 years, and I have animals. I take care of animals. I have goats and chickens and donkeys and my dogs, of course, on top of that. I'm a true Texan, and Texans are going to have to fight for their future, or we're going to be overrun by the machines or the data centers or a combination thereof. So spread the word, and you can share my videos at brightvideos.com. You can use my AI tools to enhance your knowledge and freedom. The best one is brightlearn.ai. You should check it out. I think you'll love it. And also, we do a news aggregation site at brightnews.ai, and we've got more stuff coming. Lots more. Lots to announce this year. Oh my goodness. If you only knew all the gears that are spinning inside my skull right now. Like, zzz, zzz, zzz. Well, maybe that's a bad metaphor because it's like a machine, but I'm fully human. But I'm using my human brain to try to protect humanity as a Texan, as an American, as a member of the human race. So join me in that, share my videos, and fight for humanity in Texas and everywhere else. Again, I'm not against the data centers. Just launch them into outer space, man, or build them in freaking Iceland, or build them on a glacier somewhere. Don't use farmland to build your data centers, okay? That's my point. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Most brown rice on the market contains a surprising amount of arsenic. The Health Ranger store ensures that all our brown rice products are lab tested for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology. Only at healthrangerstore.com.